What a
oh,
shirt.
Oh, my. Oh, it's tie-dye, baby. It's
the Milwaukee Summerfest?
It's my tie-dye Summerfest shirt.
Yeah.
Plus, I like to pretend I'm doing shrooms all the time. Right, because I'm a broadcast professional.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast. I am Cody Goff, and I'm holding way too many things in my hands to be effective at running the board and opening the podcast.
You might as well
right
work
now.
Hard your last time here for a month. Go ahead. We don't want to hear you complaining. Do you want Joey? Joey offered to hold the camera.
I know he did, but I thought I wanted to make it authentic, Brian.
I wanted to be
holding the camera while I'm trying to put headphones on.
Authentic
while...
Stone Age? Is that what you want
to
do?
The last shot was the table.
Yeah, right.
You need help.
It was a great looking shot of the table, though.
I would classify this as a cluster. This is not going well at all.
Oh, dude, that is what you're the. Oh, and I'm getting.
I know.
Feedback
I'm trying to get
from
the,
you
is
streaming
that what it is?
Us.
Yeah, I'm streaming
on your
us.
Phone
That's right. Now there's no
the
volume.
Studio.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
I have to see what this looks
that's
like.
That's how it goes.
So here's the deal. This is our second venture into starting the podcast, and I'm going to look right at the camera. To you, the viewer. Hi.
Yeah, I'll make it easier. I'll put it right next to
you. Eye contact.
Gotta look down so I get the triple chin.
That shirt.
Oh, is this a close up? Is it an ECU?
Shirt. It's not that close.
No.
It's the Blair Witch effect.
Here's the deal. This is the second time we've done the Facebook Live to start out the podcast that you can hear. Once we end this, and we're going to end this in about 10 minutes because we don't want to subject people to actually viewing this for that long. But because orally is better, then you can imagine the stupidity, whereas this way you actually have to view the stupidity. So we're going to do it for about 10 minutes. Then the rest of this podcast, you will be able to hear at WGNRadio.com and on the Brian Noonan Show Facebook page, and we appreciate all that. Let's go around the horn and introduce everybody who's with us today. It's a big studio full of guests today. Roger Badish, you know, from the newsroom. He's always around doing something, usually reporting the news, writing the news. Except tonight when we looked up and there was nobody at the news desk when it was time to throw to the news. What were you doing?
I was editing stories that I was recording and editing audio, some of the interview that you had on your show earlier tonight.
Oh, really? Listen, I thought that was a pretty good interview.
It was a very good interview. Yes. So, I'm busy up there. I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
Well, let's stay with your busy. And then over to Roger's right or your left. Viewer, that's Joey Gelman. He produces.
Hello.
You produce the Dave Plyer Show, which is in our old time slot, Sunday mornings from 2 to 5. It's how do you like that time slot?
It's an interesting time slot. I'm getting used to that nap. That's for sure. I take the 4 to 7 nap midday. It's been working for
Good
me,
thinking.
And then go about the night the rest of the way. But it is it's a fun show. It's a funny time slot, but. That's what you're supposed to do when you're starting out.
And there's a lot, but there's a lot of people listening.
Oh, absolutely.
I know you guys know that. See, a lot of people don't realize that overnight audience is loyal and they're large.
Yeah.
They're out there and they want something interesting to listen to.
Yeah, Dave said it spans 37 states or something at night because of the clarity. So it's big. It's
and they want somebody there who's telling interesting stories like you and Dave do. And so it's a
no,
good
I
thing.
Love it. It's been a blast so far.
And there was booze last night, too.
Was there?
There was.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We had Halakahiki was the guest. It was National Pina Colada Day today.
Was it really?
So we had mango, which is Roger's favorite.
I loved
mango, regular, and strawberry pina colada.
Halakahiki, that's in River Forest, right? Yes, I was just there for the I've driven past that place, and I'm not exaggerating, for about 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because there used to be a bunch of comedy clubs in Rosemont, and I also enjoy going to
Gene and Jude's,
So I would drive by there for years, and I went, I always got to go. I got to go in this place. I got to go in this place. Fast forward 30 years. my wife and I were at another tiki bar in Des Plaines, and we're driving home, and I said, we're stopping at this place tonight. And it was phenomenal.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Fantastic place. They've got wonderful drinks. So welcome, Joey. You're going to be with us for the next four
Thank
weeks.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You're going to be part of this car crash next week, which will be fun. And then, of course, sitting in my big chair, which I will be taking back next week when you're gone, is, of course, Cody Goff.
Wait, is that the place you were just talking about? Is that the place you talked about on our last podcast?
Yes, probably.
Literally last week, our entire podcast was about Brian's first experience there watching Cartoon Network during the day.
No, that was at Chef Shangri-La when I was day drinking. Some weird acid Cartoon Network thing was on. We had the day off and we had been somewhere and we stopped for a drink on the way home. I'm not like Mickey Rourke in Barfly.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's not like if I'm off the day, you can find me at a tiki bar in a Hawaiian shirt and a straw skirt just hammering back some Mai Tais.
You got the tie-dye. You're getting close to that right now.
I was going to say your shirt's like an acid trip right now.
Let me say this. When I was a big fat guy, I always wanted a tie-dye shirt. But a 400-pound guy in a tie-dye shirt looks like a tent coming at me.
Oh, jeez.
So now that I don't have to wear a 4X shirt, I could actually just wear an extra-large T-shirt. I'm wearing whatever I wanted to wear when I was a big fat guy. Mesh, leather, it's all coming out.
Mesh?
Now. Everything.
Wow.
No, that's not true.
Get
but
a
sucker.
I've always, this just kind of looked like an old throwback 60s concert shirt, you know, like the door, like an original
like
Doors
or
Dead or something like that.
Sure.
So that's why I have this on. Now what? Oh, I forget what we
were going to talk about concerts. This episode. As
but
you
I got
to
leave now anyway.
Your summer really? Shirt,
well, I got to get back upstairs and get ready for the next.
I like
cast.
That you're playing big for the camera. You're very flamboyant.
Well, visual.
And then
we're
gonna
go.
What are you rip?
Go.
What are you rip torn? Do you have a bucket of confetti?
Well, and the last concert Roger went to was in 1935.
That wasn't that late. When did I go to the?
Some
I can't
cellist?
Remember. No, it was. I'd say within the last. Wait, I just went to the Chicago.
Don't get mad at us. You're the one.
No, I had the brain when the Chicago Earth, Wind, and Fire concert, like about a month or two ago. Yeah.
Oh.
It was awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it was great.
He loves working the camera. He's like Judge Ito. That's why you can't allow cameras in the courtroom.
Wait a minute. Who took my pen? Who moved my pens?
Because Roger's. he's crazy with the camera. I don't like that the camera's in here. My fashion choices are going to be questioned every week, which I find disturbing. Now I'm going to have Sunday nights are going to be crazy dress up day.
Oh, well,
that's
going to
be cool.
If we're going to be doing the video, we're going to.
I got to go upstairs. Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye, Roger. Goodbye. Always a pleasure. Listen,
Roger Bettis, everyone.
Before we delve into all the concert stuff, should we stop the video portion?
We can tease real briefly.
We can tease, and let me just, if I may, tomorrow is my rebirthday, and I want to bring this up for people who've been struggling for a long time. Tomorrow, July 11th, and I know because we're live, so we don't have to adhere to your crazy rule of not telling people when we're recording the podcast.
Sure, that's fine.
July 11th, 2011, is when I started my transformation, because since I just referenced being almost 400 pounds and trying to wear a tie-dye shirt, that was the day. July 11th, 2011, was the day I started the transformation. So if you are struggling, if you think you can't lose weight or you want to do something, you can, and you can keep it off, and you can just work hard. So good luck, and let me be a lesson. I'm not an inspiration, but let me be a lesson that it can be done.
You inspire some
and
people.
Someday you'll be able to wear a really tacky tie-dye shirt. So look at that. There's your goal right there.
You lost 250 pounds?
No, I didn't lose 250 pounds. 150. I lost 160 pounds.
That's 160 pounds. For those who missed the initial.
And then I put some gun muscle back on. So,
so that what happened?
Sure, that's what happened.
Gun muscle.
A little
Joey's
muscle.
Just over there.
Joey doesn't know how he drew the short straw in the production in the producer room to be stuck with this for the next.
Oddly,
weeks.
The same straw that's holding up my mic arm. It's kind of.
Yeah, you're having trouble. What happened with the tripod?
So this is what we'll end the Facebook Live broadcast with. So I brought this tripod down. This beautiful tripod that we loved so much last week. It's all bendy and curvy and looks like it's from...
I love that pod, the tripod.
It's awesome.
It looks like it's from H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Like it's just going to kind of march in and obliterate everything, which is what a lot of people are just kind of giving up and hoping happens at this point. So, but last week there was this clamp, and it was like a clamp, and you put the phone in it, and it clamped
it
on the phone. And instead, this week, there's some sort of, it looks like the front of a Dalek or something, that like a plunger.
There's got to be different clips.
Something,
we just have to find out.
I don't
out.
Know what this is for or why it happened or, I mean, it unscrews kind of, and I don't know, man. This is weird.
Well,
it's
Joey will look
weird.
Into it next week.
So, but I
he'll
want
sure
to
take the task.
He'll have a good clip for us.
Because we spent the first 15 or so minutes of
the
Facebook.
The very first one.
The first Facebook Live broadcast was quite eventful. We didn't really do anything correctly for a long time.
No, and people liked it.
Hilarity ensued, so I figured, well, let's show why I'm holding the camera like an idiot and just waving it around to people like, woo, look at me.
money. Look at the people outside. And all these people are just looking at me like, you're crazy, because I am.
We want to, people want us to get GoPros so we can just slap GoPros on our heads.
There are GoPros upstairs.
Are there?
We have GoPros?
Looked like it.
Wow.
Strap them each other's heads. You're good
listen,
to go.
Cody, already I got a new guy. Yeah, I got a new guy. Enjoy your time in Spain. Don't hurry back.
That's still the way
enjoy
to go.
It. Yeah.
I told him, mess up one thing. Just while I'm gone, just one thing. It doesn't have to be
my tolerance
serious.
For mess-ups is going to take a lot more than just one.
I know that. But he can't be perfect is what I'm saying.
Well, maybe he can and become an inspiration to you.
That's true.
You'll be laying about. You got me in weird Batman 1960s.
I've got you
TV
at a diagonal angle, and it looked a diangle. A diangle. If you would.
I like the diangle. Yeah, it looks. It's crazy. Like when Batman fought King Tut in 1967.
So King
There's
Tut.
There's your
is.
Pow.
Yeah.
So now, wham.
Next time we do the intro, what we should do is I should pop closer and then zoom back and just do it. See, my camera, my phone's freaking out. The camera's freaking out.
Everybody's freaking
because it's
out.
Like some kind of trippy music video. So, and if you're listening to this
viewership
podcast,
going wild, though. Yeah, yeah. Viewership skyrocketing during the crazy acid flashback spin around.
If you miss the Facebook Live aspect of this, you can check it out on the Brian Noonan Show Facebook page.
I realize when I'm watching this, my hair is getting very much like a point here. I realize it's been receding for a long time, but when I tilt it down, it gets very pointy.
I don't know what to do about that.
I don't know what to do about it either. But now, this is ending. You're spoiled. You can't have it all for free. So what you're going to have to do is wait till Wednesday, and we will post the rest of this podcast where we'll be talking about concerts and etiquette and who knows what else. But you'll have to listen at WGNradio.com and, of course, here on the Brian Noonan Show Facebook page. So, Cody, I'm going to say this live so people know. You will be missed. Have a wonderful trip. Bring me back some black market sangria or a bull. Or a Spaniard. Either one, any one of those things would be a fine gift for you to bring back.
Okay, but I'm going to transcribe what you just said and run it through a lie detector algorithm to analyze and see if you were lying about that.
No, those are the three things I want. me saying I miss you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
And so Joey will be here next week, and we'll talk to you guys in just a couple minutes.
Yes, goodbye, Facebook Live. We check out the Facebook page later when I post this. How do I end this? What's going on?
I think you just hit stop, don't you?
I just hit stop, but I got to make it look like I don't know what I'm doing. Where's the Doug Martin guys? Ending on branding. Look at that.
Branding.
Oh, ending on branding so well. So, yeah, if you're listening to this, thank you. And please check out the Facebook page for that awkward and awesome video. And now we're back to the regular scheduling program. Did you just turn off your mic?
Did I? No.
No, Joey did.
That was me.
Joey might have.
You got some powers over there.
Well, this studio is set up for the morning show where everybody is autonomous.
And they're just, hitting their own mics.
Right. They turn things on. They turn things off.
That's very impressive.
It is very impressive.
Very cool. Well, now we're talking about concerts.
Yeah.
As you wear your Summerfest shirt.
I had to wear the Summerfest shirt tonight. It's one of those where 99% of the time, if I go somewhere to a music, anything, I'll play a concert. I don't buy shirts and anything anymore. But there was something, and this is a couple things. Hopefully you don't do this in Spain. Are you a married guy, Joey?
No.
I don't
Not
know.
Yet.
Listen,
23, so I got a little bit of time here.
There's people married at 16 in
That's
some
true.
States, Joey. 23, you're an old maid. but my wife and I were at Summerfest, obviously, and it was her birthday last Sunday. So we're walking around, and sometimes a shirt will catch my eye, but I never pull the trigger to buy it. One, because I don't. But this one, there was something about this one. She bought the same shirt.
Huh.
Right. Which was fine, except this morning, in my mind, I got up and I was like, oh, we were going to somewhere. And I thought, oh, I'm going to wear my new Summerfest shirt today. Because it's sunny. It's Sunday. We'll have the convertible. Tie-dye. I'm in that mode. I'm ready to go. And she comes out of the room and goes, hey, look, I'm wearing my new Summerfest shirt. But I figured. So I put mine away. I didn't wear it all day. But then when I was coming to work, since she doesn't come to work with me, I had to take a shower. I threw it on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. So I never buy the concert T-shirts, but I like the way this looked. I did not drop the $40 for the Def Leppard T-shirt night before.
I was going to say, how much did you spend
this
on
this one
that?
Was, I think, $25.
All right.
Which is a lot for a T-shirt, but in comparison to like the band T-shirts at Summerfest, which were all about 40, 45
God,
or more.
Nuts.
Crazy. And I know you bought, you were like my daughter, who will go, like, she's already budgeting out when she goes to see Hamilton, buying a hoodie and buying something else. And I saw you posted from your Guns N' Roses concert that you had purchased a hoodie.
It was chilly.
You didn't have any hoodies? Like, see, I go to a, I brought a jacket to all my concerts because I was not going to buy a sweatshirt there.
But we had just been coming off a really hot Chicago summer week. And, you know, you go outside, you think, oh, it's a bit breezy, but you don't think I'm going to need a hoodie.
Well, I'm going to use four words that you may have heard here at WGN many times.
Tom Skilling.
Cooler by the lake.
Yes.
Yeah. Where was Guns N' Roses?
By the lake.
Right. Right by the lake.
It was by the lake.
Basically right on the lake.
Pretty much.
If they had been on a barge and you'd been floating in a kayak, that's the only way you could have been closer to the lake to see them. All right, so let me ask. So I understand the rationale. Plus, let's be honest, you've wanted to see Guns N' Roses forever, so it was not, you wanted something tangible other than your memories.
Oh, yeah.
To see this. Can I ask what a hoodie at a Guns N' Roses show costs? My guess, $85.
We didn't talk about this before?
No.
Oh, okay. $80.
Was it $80? Really?
$80.
Wow.
Joey, would you ever spend $80 on a hoodie?
I don't think so.
And it's not an elaborately decorated hoodie, correct?
It's not even a tour hoodie. It's just a Guns N' Roses hoodie.
Not a tour hoodie?
It's not a tour hoodie.
Just some generic that you could buy maybe at a Kohl's,
well, yeah,
Guns N' Roses
hoodie? I have the memories.
That's true.
And it's
$80 worth of memories? Hey,
on top of what the tickets cost?
Dude, I would pay it again in a heartbeat.
Was it good?
It was so good.
All the reviews were very good for the Friday show. Now, you went to both because I saw something and sent it to you, and they were running. I didn't know why they were running such deals on the Sunday show where you could get tickets for really cheap in some sections.
Well, depends on really cheap. Check this out. The thing you sent me said that you could get tickets basically half price.
Right.
$20, $25, $30.
That's
cool.
Great.
Great. Really good for Guns N' Roses.
How about it?
All right. So I go to the
Do you like Guns N' Roses, Joey?
Yes. Right. I don't know enough, but I do like them.
Would you pay $30 to see Guns N' Roses?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, everybody paid $30 to see Guns N' Roses.
You have no idea, man. It is so good. So, three of my
Especially
friends.
Especially if you're wearing a hoodie.
So three of my friends got tickets. Two of my friends and I got tickets. Three tickets at the $30 level. Guess how much the total was?
$180.
$155.
How does that work when it's $90 worth of tickets?
Because it was $30 for a ticket and $16 for the service fee.
Through Ticketmaster or through the...
Ticketmaster. Plus tax.
See?
Plus a processing fee.
Of course.
So it ended up being 51 in change a person instead of the 30. So, you know, and I don't mind if it's expensive. Say, oh, it's half price. It's not 100, it's 50.
Right.
But say it's 50.
Don't tell
say
me it's 30.
30 plus $20 in fees. I hate Ticketmaster.
But everyone does that. Even like Cubs tickets here have that surcharge service fee, and it gets you $20 extra. It sucks.
And I expect 7 or 8 maybe. You know, maybe if it had added $10 total or something. But 20, that's two-thirds the price of a ticket.
No,
right.
I don't understand how they get away with it, and yet they do because they have a monopoly.
But didn't Ticketmaster have that thing that came out last week that you get free tickets or money
I'm glad
back.
You brought this up, Joey, because my wife and I both have Ticketmaster accounts.
Yeah.
And we both got alerted that we had, I think I had 10 free pairs of tickets.
Oh, wow.
And 12 or 18 take $250 off a ticket things. My wife had about the same amount of free tickets. You know how many tickets we've been able to get? Zero. Because Ticketmaster is not releasing, it's not for just any concert at any, first of all, it's got to be at a Live Nation venue.
Okay.
Well, the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park is a Live Nation. House of Blues is a Live Nation. There's some other Live Nations. They had only a couple of concerts for Illinois. Of those concerts, you aren't able to get any tickets because it's general admission. Okay, so lawn seats at Tinley. That's fine. That's where we sat for REO and Guns N' Roses. REO blew the roof off the joint, by the way. Def Leppard, who did I say?
You
Guns
say
N'
Guns
Roses?
Guns, yeah.
No, I saw them at there. You didn't get to see them. They
Surprise
did a special show.
Yeah.
No, Def Leppard and REO. REO rocked. Tesla opened. I knew one Tesla song. There was a cover of Signs. I had no idea. Nobody really cared about Tesla. Well, there were four people who cared about Tesla. And they were drunk, and they were, of course, standing right in front of me. But Tesla, not that great. REO was fantastic. And Def Leppard, surprisingly, comes out big arena rock show. They were really good. I knew more Def Leppard than I thought I did, which was great and scary at the same time. But anyway, so the Ticketmaster deal, general admission. I know the shows that they were allowing you to get reimbursed tickets for are not sold out. Because if you go regular and try to get a general admission ticket, well, you can buy it. Like if I just go on the Hollywood Casino website, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater website, and try to buy a lawn seat for, let's say, I don't know, Toby Keith, I think was one of the free shows. So let's say I want to go see Toby Keith. I don't mind if I sit in the lawn. That'd be fun. You know, bring a bottle of Jack in my boot and get all liquored up. Well, if I'm trying to buy it, I can buy it. If I'm trying to reimburse it through my Ticketmaster Screwed Me account, no, I can't get. They don't have any. None available.
Oh, it gets worse. For the Guns N' Roses, for the second show, I got $155 at checkout. I also had 10 or so vouchers for $2.25
yes,
off your total.
Which is the... Really? $2.25 off a $150 ticket?
But
thanks for nothing,
but I had several. So I pop in a voucher code. Cool. Total reduced by $225. Great. Pop in another voucher code. Another $225.
Oh, it was working.
Great. So I used two. After two, it said, sorry, you can't use any more. So you could only use two, or maybe it might have been three. Two or three at a All time. Right. So I essentially, that paid for the service processing fee for processing the order. The $5 fee for processing the order, it paid for $4.50 of it.
Well, thank you for charging that to process my order.
No, yeah. They probably just do it to save face, and it's the idea that, sure, we'll give you these free tickets, but they're never going to be redeemable, or they're for a concert that you'll never want to see. It'll be a lower tier show.
Well, that's the other thing. If you scroll through the, I think, 14 pages of concerts that are available... First of all, as I mentioned, maybe 10 in Illinois. The rest are a lot in the South. You know, people in the South aren't going to concerts.
Yeah, they are in Branson.
That's not the South. That's the Bible Belt. That's a weird mid-South
kind of thing. What South are you talking about?
I'm talking about like Georgia, Florida. You know, the South South.
Oh, that South.
The real South.
It's very South.
Yeah, almost the end of the country South.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot there. There's some in LA, but not LA proper, like some weird far flung Los Angeles suburb that people aren't going to travel 8 hours to, you know, try to get to see, I don't know, Panic at the Disco in the middle of the desert somewhere.
Yeah,
at noon.
Exactly. It's a matinee on a Thursday. Panic at the Disco is trying to pay off a credit card debt, so they're doing this show. They owe a bookie somewhere.
Well, they do have a song 9 in the afternoon, so they can do it whenever they please.
I know nothing about Panic at the Disco other than their name.
That's all right. That's good.
All I know
that's
about.
Good.
So they're on my radar, but real fuzzy on the radar. But so Ticketmaster, I think we can all agree, is evil. You know,
I hate them.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all.
However, if they'd like to sponsor our
podcast,
if you want to
win us over, we say during every podcast, we are shilling for all advertisers are welcome. You can contact the sales department at WGN Radio.
I think some listeners might think that we're just kidding about that.
We're not kidding at all.
We're actually not.
No.
We don't have a sponsor.
Listen, we could actively go out and try to recruit sponsors, but that's a lot of work. And if you've been listening, you know we eschew work at all costs.
Right.
So
if Brian makes a joke on the air, such as, oh, I'm not that great a host, or I'm whatever, like a self-deprecating joke, that's a joke. When we say we don't have money and we want money, that is
that's serious.
Well, we have money.
Money,
sir.
Well, we have
some money.
Listen, everybody likes sponsors.
I got $225 in my Ticketmaster.
I heard. I am so loaded on $225 off. I could probably finance. I could probably sponsor this show with my $225 off and cash in all my free general admission tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how much.
Can
money
you cash
I have.
It in though? Is
no,
that
a, you can't you know. Do anything with it, Joey. They want nothing to do with you. They don't want to settle. They want it's all on paper, like you said. Hey, look, we're making good. No, you're not. You ripped us off, and now you're not even fulfilling the settlement. You said you'd settle, and just because on paper you show that you're going to give away X amount of tickets. you're not actually giving them away.
Right. It's all a scam.
Again, there's not that many people who want to go see Toby Keith and sit on the lawn in Tinley Park because the lawn is not sold out. The pavilion isn't sold out. I don't want a pavilion seat.
Yeah, they just have a certain number of right. allocated
four.
Free. And I kind of get that because I was thinking about it, and I was because I saw a couple of the acts, and they're not bands I would ever see.
Right.
You know, it'd be like not Dolly Parton, but name some old person no one really cares about. I don't know.
Wow, I don't even want to delve into that pool that you just uncovered as you rolled off the tarp and showed a pool full of mildew and dead rats.
What are you? What?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her, right. frankly. There's a name and I couldn't remember, but there was some.
What sort of artist?
There's some. It was an older female country artist that isn't like hot right now.
Patti Loveless.
Something like that. All yeah, right. but still touring. And it's okay. one of those shows where you're like, okay, I vaguely know this name. This person was big 40 years ago, but okay, cool. Those are the kinds of shows. But I thought about it and I thought, you know, if all the general admission is essentially free
mm-hmm.
and everybody cashes in and whatever, then if you get a free ticket and you're busy that weekend or you make other plans, I don't have to go because right. it's free. So then you're getting up with a half full show or half empty if you are a pessimist.
But that's always a gamble.
Is it? For how many free tickets? But they're not giving away. No show's giving away tons of free tickets. Like
yeah, but there's also very, very few times that a lawn is sold out. Like at these big amphitheaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The lawn, there's always, you can walk up on the day of show. There were people buying tickets day of show. One of my buddies bought a day of show ticket at REO and Def Leppard.
Hmm.
You know, that was after. Now, this is because last week was a big music weekend for me. We're done probably for the next 8 years. We've done way too much. But I need to find out from you the kind of crowd, which I think I know was at Guns N' Roses because I encountered them at Def Leppard
mm-hmm.
because there were a lot of Guns N' Roses t-shirts from the night before at the Def Leppard show.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was on Friday, was Guns N' Roses. Saturday was REO and Def Leppard. So that's how those two crowds crossed over. A crowd that would not cross over, Thursday we were at James Taylor and Jackson Browne at Wrigley Field. That's a completely different crowd. There were a lot more teeth at Wrigley Field than there were in the grass. And again, I know I was sitting in the grass at Def Leppard. There was a woman. I will say, I think Def Leppard has healing powers. There was a woman who was sitting in one of those, not a wheelchair per se, but one of those like carts that you can sit in. And it has wheels, so you could scoot yourself along. But I guess you could stand up. I don't know if she could stand up.
Oh, it's like a walker, but
kind of like a walker, but you sit on it.
Uh-huh.
All right. So there's a woman, and she's in this chair for most of the show. For Tesla, everybody was sitting down except her friend in a pink top who was hammered and enjoyed each band more and more as the night went on. To the point where she was just spinning around, and you've seen the bleach blonde drunk chicks at every kind of white trash festival in America. You've seen them all. And if this is you, I love you, because you entertain me to no end. And I don't judge. I just soak it up as part of a beautiful summer night in the grass. But at one point, and I forget what song it was, Def Leppard started playing, and the woman in the chair rose up as if the lead singer of Def Leppard had reached out and laid hands on her, and she rose up out of her chair, and her friend in the pink, who hadn't really been noticing anything all night, took notice of the fact that her friend was standing. And there was a little joyful hug and some rocking, and then the friend sat back down. And I don't know if the healing power continued later, or if once she got to the parking lot, she was going, oh, my legs are killing me. I can't believe I stood up. I don't know what happened. But the healing power of Def Leppard was there that night, along with the shirtless, overly oiled lead guitarist. When you were 60, he was in good shape, though. He was cut, Joey. 60-year-old man, completely bald, the two big hoop earrings, tan, the pecs, the abs, oiled up like one of your pro wrestlers.
Are you sure he wasn't just sweaty?
No, he walked out oily. I don't know. Unless he was doing a workout backstage to work up the sweat, this looked artificially enhanced.
Including the hair.
There was no hair. He was bald.
Oh, all right.
As was my first sentence in his description.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
I forgot that part.
I know. It was a long time ago. That 20, was... 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was ripping it up. He was fantastic. I enjoyed the leather pants and the shirtless guitar playing. I had to ask my buddy who was there, who's played guitar since he was 8. I said, does being oiled up make you a better guitarist? He said, I don't know, but I'm going to go home and try it and see if, you know, I mean, as soon as I get home, I'm taking off my shirt, I'm oiling up, I'm going out on the balcony, and I'm going to play.
I got to say, there was no shirtlessness at Guns N' Roses, but Duff McKagan could have gotten away with it.
Yeah, he's the bass player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is in great shape.
He's one of the originals, right?
He is.
Yeah.
He's 6'2", and he's jacked.
How was Slash?
Slash is a god.
Wow. Top hat?
Oh, God.
You got to have the top hat, right?
Of course. He looked exactly like he did 30 years ago.
Really?
I mean, seriously. It, a couple times the camera did a close-up, and you could see a little bit of gray stubble. But besides that, same facial expression, which I don't think has changed in 25 years.
Why should it? Why mess with the best? Yeah.
Top hat, the hair, I mean, it was...
Your $80 sweatshirt. He was wearing everything.
Right.
Was he wearing an $80 hoodie?
He was wearing Ziggy Stardust t-shirt.
Starlust would have been
Starlust would have been great. Ziggy Stardust one night and then a different shirt the next, but I can't remember what.
Well, I'm glad he changed shirts. You figure he's, you know, perspiring.
Axl wore the same shirts both shows.
I got to ask you about Axl.
Yeah.
Because we know Axl from the first albums, you know, when he was snake dancing and everybody thought, oh, man, and he was a rock star. Then he got really fat, like crazy, ugly fat. And on that, he wasn't ugly because he was fat. He was ugly because he had weird surgery. Then he had cornrows and his face looked Mickey Rourke-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bloated. And then we know he kind of started to get back in shape, started working with AC/DC, and then sued people on the internet to get all the fat pictures taken off the internet. So Axl has had quite a career. Fired everybody in Guns N' Roses but himself. Kept the name Weird Dude. Tell me about Axl.
True rock star.
Really?
He's the truest rock star. What other rock star shows up an hour late to perform? Or just, like, stops halfway through a set and leaves?
Or incites riots?
Yeah.
Or sits downstairs at one concert where a riot is breaking out because his band won't come on?
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome. That is, you have to
but
respect
that. But how is he
that.
Now?
You
is
have it? To respect
no,
that
I don't.
As the pure rock star. The archetypal rock star. Axl Rose is the purest rock star.
Okay. How is he now? How long did you have to wait for them to come out?
10 minutes.
Yeah. So what? Is he a sellout now? If you respected him for making us wait for an hour, which would make me furious. I don't know about you, Joey. I don't like to be kept waiting.
No, a concert is the worst.
Yeah.
But someone said, I think maybe when you were off, when Jim Tirano was in for you, they were talking about the show, and they said how for one of the shows, a caller called in, and one woman was leaving her hotel. You know, and leaving to go to the show, and she, like, ran into Axl in the lobby, and it's like,
oh my God,
aren't you supposed to be at your concert? And he's like, well, you know, he goes the hour late or the 2 hours late, whatever it is. So she beat him to his own show.
They were on time.
They were good, though?
They were so good. Axl's got it, man. I saw Axl 5 years ago on the Chinese Democracy Tour.
By himself, right?
I called it Axl and the Replacements, right?
Oh,
it was,
well, I like
it
that.
Was, yeah, it was Guns N' Roses, and it was all allegedly. Of the new members he has hired. It was Axl Rose and all the new people.
Right.
And it was an awesome show. I'm not going to lie. It was almost a 3 hour straight. They played almost all of Chinese Democracy, plus all of their classic hits, plus a couple covers. It was out of control, and their guitarist was out of control. And it was a great show. He was heavier, and he had weird facial hair and cornrows, but he was still Axl, and he could still rock. And he took a couple things down a little bit. Octave-wise with his range, but overall, I had an awesome time. This time, he looked great. He's clean-shaven. He's got the regular rock star hair. He's a couple pounds heavier than he was 30 years ago, but who isn't?
Right.
Right?
Me.
Except you.
I'm the only one.
Except you.
I am jacked. I'm oiled up.
System.
That's why once we turned off the Facebook Live, I took off my shirt and oiled up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because that's how I do it.
I saw that, yeah.
We don't give that away on the free Facebook.
You're the Benjamin Button of...
That's right. I'm going backwards.
You are.
Last night... My youngest brother is 11 years younger than me.
Oh, you love this story.
I love this story.
This made you so happy.
It'll only take a second, then we'll get back to how fat Axl was singing. We're at the Irish American Heritage Center for Irish Fest. We're having a great time. Cody and I, as we talked about on the regular show, had competed in the King of the Kilt contest. Some drunk, horny woman was hitting on me. This is because she hit on you too. So
she was
my,
those things.
So yes, she was. I'm not exaggerating.
No.
For comedic purposes. Mm-hmm. Back, thank God, this was not back in my younger, single, drunken days, because that would have ended badly. But so she's hitting on me, and then she starts hitting on my brother, who was not wearing a kilt. He was just dressed, you know, in his stylish way. And she said, "You guys brothers?" And he's like, "Yeah, what gave it away?" And she's like, "Oh." And then he says, "Which one of us do you think is older?" Because he's going to try to, you know, make me feel my age. Ha ha. She looks at him, and he's got a gray beard, bald head. And she goes, "Well, it's you." And I cheered. That was my favorite moment. I was like, ha ha. So now everybody, all night, everybody was telling him, "Oh, he met some guy you went to high school with. Oh, you look so old with that beard." And a couple other people told him, "Yeah, you need to shave that beard." So there you go. But all right. So anyway, I'm the only one who's in better shape than they were 30 years ago.
Pretty much.
So Axel, so he was not able to hit the high notes as...
Not on the Chinese Democracy Tour, but he did
Friday
this
night?
Weekend.
He did.
His range is there. He was running back and forth across the whole width of the stage, which is the width of a football field.
Yeah.
He probably ran 3 miles in that show. Not even kidding. I mean, just going back and forth, getting super into it. You know, Friday, he didn't do much with Slash, but Sunday a couple of times he'd like put his arm around Slash during a solo or like lean against him.
Maybe there's some rider in the contract that they can only have so much contact, you know, to make sure that the tour, they want the tour to keep going. So it's like, we're going to limit how much time you guys actually spend together, because it didn't end well the first time. So we don't want this to be another Van Halen tour. So if you could possibly just avoid each other till you're on stage, that would be great.
It was great. It was an insane show. It was so good.
I'm always appreciative of singers as they age not being able to hit the notes like they used to. And there's some guys who don't even try. You know, they don't make the change. Like, we saw Huey Lewis a while ago, and there were a couple songs Huey couldn't hit the same high notes. But instead of trying, he would just turn his head away from the mic. And so you didn't even notice. There were, during James Taylor and Jackson Browne, there were only a couple points where Jackson Browne couldn't hit the same note, but he changed it just enough where it didn't make the song sound any different. But you could, if you knew the song from, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you're like, oh, okay. And James Taylor sounded exactly the same. It was eerie.
Weird.
Like he had gone to the crossroads with Robert Johnson and sold his soul to the devil. He looked older, but he sounded exactly the same. There's a reference for you.
There is.
Did you like that reference?
I love
it. Do you have any idea what that reference
no
meant?
No clue.
Perfect.
No clue.
Joey, you get that
not
reference?
No clue.
Love it. All right. Oh, I just got feedback because I banged on
but
the table.
But more because I wasn't listening to what you were
now,
saying.
No, you say that all the time. You say that all the time. So to shield your, you're not understanding it, which was fine. You don't have to understand it. But you always, oh, I wasn't listening. You were listening. You were listening intently. And then you got that panic look like, oh, I didn't get that one. That's all right.
Well,
there's things you say that I'm listening intently and I have absolutely no idea. None.
I believe that.
None at all. Like the most current whiteboard that people can also see at WGNRadio.com.
Pokemon Go. No, it's on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page.
That's
right.
I apologize in advance for my bad handwriting that will be on that whiteboard.
We'll work together on
okay,
that,
Joey. Good.
Don't worry about that. We'll get it all done. I had no idea. I mean, I had a vague idea when you said, oh, it's all a theme.
Pokemon Go.
Right. And I had heard of that today because I know it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
But since it has something to do with a video game, I ignored it.
And that's fine.
Right. But I knew, at least I knew what it was.
Yeah. Well,
but as you started to explain it, then I had no idea what you were talking about.
I mean, it broke Twitter last week. It is that everybody was
it
talking
broke
about
Twitter. Twitter was still going because I was on it and I wasn't tweeting about Pokemon Go.
It's a phrase, an internet phrase.
Is that right?
When you say to break the internet, it just means
I know Kim Kardashian's ass did it.
Exactly.
Right.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. I don't know what it meant, but I know her ass broke it.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Like a wicker chair or something. Like when I used to have to sit in a folding chair. I was always afraid I was going to break the internet.
Here at the station?
No. Well, there were only a couple chairs. Back in the old days in the studio and back, there were only a couple chairs that I would sit in because a couple were very unsturdy.
Oh, I remember.
And, you know.
Hell, the table was unsturdy.
Everything was, yeah.
Half the board fell on your leg one time.
Yeah,
literally,
see, you're lucky,
happened.
Joey. You're working overnight, the new overnights in the beautiful studios. You guys work up here?
We're down,
here?
Down here.
All right, so you're down here. Everything's state of the art.
Yes.
Back in the old days, in the old time, back when we used to do radio just by carrier pigeon, we were doing the show, that shift, middle of the night. All of a sudden, a huge iron, I'm not lying, am I, Cody?
This is like a thing that happened.
A big iron L brace fell from under the console onto my leg while I was on the air. It was like, boom, I'm like, ah! And we picked this thing up, and it had to weigh, again, not exaggerating, 30, 35
Holy
pounds.
Cow. Yeah, it might have been 40 pounds.
Might have been 40.
I took pictures of his leg in case we needed to file a worker's comp,
right.
Literally.
In case I was, you know, crippled.
Jeez.
So that's
it's
why you
traumatic.
See I turn to the side when I'm running the board in case something collapses from the desk.
Right. We trust nothing anymore.
Trust no one.
Trust
nothing.
No one. Trust nothing. This whole place could be booby-trapped. So that's that. So, all right. We've been podcasting for quite some time. Anything else we wanted to talk about the shows?
Did you have anything about your shows?
No. No, because I thought I will just say, again, the crowd. I'm going to say this. People are going to hate me. They hate me already. I don't like going to Wrigley Field. However, I don't. I've always disliked Wrigley Field. Not just because I know it's historic. I've been there as a kid, as a ballpark. I respect its longevity. I respect its historic place in society. I respect all that. I like the neighborhood a little bit. I am not cattle. I do not want to pee in a trough.
Oh.
That is dehumanizing. It is horrifying. Am I the guy who'll wait for the stall? Yeah. You know why? Because it's my business. And I've had this argument with people before. They've called me all sorts of names trying to demean my manhood. If I have to prove my manhood to you by standing over a cast iron stall or an aluminum stall, then take the card. I don't care. I got nothing to prove to you. As everybody's, you know, elbow to elbow. You a stall guy, Joey?
Am
or
I a stall,
you a stall
guy?
Do you like a stall or a trough or just a traditional urinal?
That's the first time I've asked that question.
I know. Listen, you better get used to it. This show
it's
does
good.
Not ask the questions that everybody else
hard-hitting
asks.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Well,
hard-hitting journalism.
I've never said I was a journalist.
Right.
That's right. I do consider myself a journalist. Jerk. Not you, jerk. We know the jerk we're talking about. Go ahead. So don't try to sidestep.
This is a good question.
Do you like the trough?
There's a part of me that likes the trough because of what it stands for.
Yeah, what does it stand for?
I have no clue, but it's
nothing.
The idea of being at Wrigley Field and there's a trough in front of you that kind of echoes, oh, I must do this because I.
Why don't we just
right
put, why don't they
do.
Just put a ridge with sewer grates on the floor and just let you pee on the wall like we're in Japan? I don't know if they pee on the wall in Japan.
I don't even like urinals. The first time I used one.
I'll usually stall if it's.
In a big
right.
event like that, I'm stalling.
It's just funny. I went to the bleachers last week when they redid all the bathrooms in there.
Were you with the guy that jumped out?
No, that was game before.
All right.
But I actually egged him on, but that's a whole other story.
He's getting involved. Look at that. We got him. We hooked him.
Very active.
But the new bathrooms have the troughs. So it's like a state-of-the-art bathroom with like new urinals, new stalls, and then they added
really
troughs. I was
are there
shocked.
That many people?
Because it's illegal in every other place in the country.
Yeah, are there that many people that love the trough?
I don't know.
They're it's stupid.
The only other place I've seen it is Mexico. Nowhere else in the States. So Wrigley and
that's
Mexico.
Right. You're going to a third world country when you... Mexico's not a third world country. Relax, I know, but it's... Yeah, that's the only thing. But I enjoyed the show. We were able to get out. This time, I had to take public transportation twice that week. You know I'm not happy about that.
Not a public transportation guy?
No. God, no. I don't like... I admire our public transportation system. I promote it for people to use. I don't want to use it myself. But I did twice that week, and one of those was that night going up. And it was so convenient, I will say. I parked my car here at the station, took the red line up to Wrigley. No problems. We walked around Wrigleyville. It was very nice. The concert was great. The weather was perfect. People had their teeth. There were a lot of people older than me, which was nice. So people sat. We were just off the field a couple rows down toward right field. So we had really nice seats, and people sat. Because... James Taylor and Jackson Brown, James Taylor more so than Jackson Brown, but it's low key.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people bordering on senior citizen age, they like to sit during the show. So that was nice. But last time we went to a concert at Wrigley Field, I almost got in a fist fight trying to get back on the red line because they hadn't opened, because the CTA, I don't know, sometimes they don't pay attention, I guess, to huge events. They had only opened a few of the gates to give access to the trains. So now you have 40,000 people trying to get into this little red line stop, and all the gates are not open. So we were all jammed in, and people were obviously upset and trying to jam through. And some drunk guy came, and he elbowed my wife as he tried to cut in line. And I spun on him, and he drunkenly looked at me and then pulled his arm back, and his dad grabbed him because I was about to kill him.
Wow.
Because I don't like being confined like that. And so I was already on edge. And then once he elbowed my wife, I was like, forget it. It's over. I figured the fastest way out of there was if I got arrested. Then I wouldn't have to deal with the crowd. I'd just be in the back seat of a car, which would have been nice. I probably would have gotten out of there very quickly.
It's like an express lane, yeah.
Right. But this time, kudos, CTA, and you don't hear that come out of my mouth, even mispronounced as I did. All the gates were open. We had pre-purchased our little one-way tickets. Bang, we're up. They had a full train waiting at the tracks to load on the concert folk, and we were back down here in about 20 minutes.
Nice.
Smart, it was, yeah. I praised the CTA all night.
They do a pretty good job with some events.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. Yeah. Did a great job, so I'm happy about that. And then, we go up to Milwaukee, see the Bodines, see Indigo Girls. Do you guys know Indigo Girls? I didn't either. I had no idea.
I know who they are.
Well, you're... see, my wife, oh, we got to see the Indigo Girls. And I guess not the Indigo Girls, it's just Indigo Girls. I don't know why.
And now you're a fan, right?
What?
You didn't love it.
No, I did not love it. I was just like, I don't know if I'd search out their music, but it was enjoyable. And I was like, oh, well, look at that. Who knew? Indigo Girls.
That's generally good.
Yeah.
I have one. Well, first of all, the crowd at Guns N' Roses was very, let's just say, both nights I heard several people break into a USA chant after the show.
Now, just because?
Why exactly they were chanting USA after a Guns N' Roses show, which does not purport itself to be patriotic in,
not really,
in anything that I know.
Is it Welcome to the Jungle, Donald Trump's theme song?
it better not be. It was rough. But yeah, and a lot of aging groupies. A lot of ladies that probably looked really hot about 20 years ago.
I got to tell you, though, there's something about those kind of women.
Yeah, there is.
Because they're still, you know, they still got a hint of dirty in them.
Oh, yeah.
They were a little wild back in their 20s, and now maybe they had kids, but they still, they're still holding
on. They'll meet you by
the trough. Yes, exactly. They'll wait out by the trough. They'll be reaching up somebody's kilt at a festival. Mm-hmm. They'll, they're not opposed to going out behind the dumpster, throwing down. So it's, I like them.
Because there's something sexy about a woman that'll still go to a rock arena show.
Right. And they're all week, they were like, oh, what am I going to, and trying to find the right black t-shirt that would still accentuate things and hide other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the jeans that would, bedazzled just enough on the butt and torn in a couple places. And maybe, ooh, I can finally show off my tramp stamp again. That kind of thing.
And I gotta say, I didn't think there were that many super hot girls.
Was it mostly dudes though? I picture mostly dudes at a Guns N' Roses concert.
A lot of women, but so I would say yeah. I mean, yeah, majority guys, but yeah. I'd say almost maybe a third women possibly. So it wasn't like totally a man. It wasn't a complete sausage fest.
And I think because REO was opening for Def Leppard, there was more of a man-woman mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because REO, while they initially started out as a really rocking band, then got into a lot of ballads and stuff, but they played a lot of their rock hits that night to open up for Def Leppard. And Def Leppard, even my wife, who does not like Guns N' Roses at all, she liked Def Leppard because it was a safer metal. You know what I mean? Not quite as scary, because Guns N' Roses is a little scary, especially when they first came out. They were a little scary for a lot
hardcore
of people. Yeah, so you're talking about, I used to love her, but I had to kill her. A lot of women are a little sensitive about that. I don't know why.
They didn't play that one for the record.
Didn't?
I will say, going to a rock concert like that's kind of like an aphrodisiac a little bit.
Sure.
There was one point, like 2 hours in the show, I just turned to my girlfriend, and I was like, we're going to make out now. And it was right there.
Wow. Right there in the seats.
Why not, man? Listen.
In front of everybody?
And surprisingly, not
that. Was it because you had a contact high?
Could have been.
I can't smell anything.
Why can't you? That was the first thing that was told to me when I showed up today is, don't worry, Brian can't smell
anything.
That's
what I tell. I said, listen, Cody, any producer who's filling in, you got to tell them I can't smell anything.
Yeah.
Well,
because I'll come in and go, can you smell that? And it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never been able to smell anything.
Hmm.
It's a weird, I don't know. Who knows? I used to worry about it. Now it's, now I'm too old to care, to be honest with you. I figure I've missed out on a lot of wonderful smells. I've probably
like if you
missed...
get like food in front of you, can you smell that?
No.
Hmm.
No, can't smell. People walk in and go, I'll be cooking, and I'm a pretty good cook by all reports. People, oh man, that smells great. And I go, okay. I don't know.
Wow.
Go by a bakery, nothing.
It was one of the first things I told him because I said,
I know,
oh.
I heard you tell him that, and I was like, that's weird.
It's because I can do whatever I want around you.
Right.
That's why I don't shower half the time. You're not going to smell.
Tonight was obviously.
And if I have Chipotle beforehand and it decides to let itself go, well, that's fine. I have committed sins in your presence.
Really?
That you are not aware of, specifically because I know you can't smell it. There's no harm done. And
right.
I get
it
to be comfortable
me.
And I get to relieve myself when I feel like it. And
so for all the good things I haven't smelled, I also haven't smelled.
There you go. Cody.
Cody's, yeah. Abominations.
I have
He's bringing those to Spain, too.
Yeah, take them international. An international cloud of terror.
No. My girlfriend does have a sense of smell.
Oh.
And she does not appreciate those expressions.
The point of me bringing that up was, I guess, I was told by everybody who was with me that the hill at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater that night was ripe with the herb.
With the herb?
The herb. And I actually saw a couple of guys next to me, is it vaping or they're the, whatever the new pipe is,
oh,
where you're not doing a bowl, And I don't know why I did the pantomime with a bowl, my one hitter. So they were, they're just out in the open with these vaping things. They're, getting baked.
Oh, no, there was weed and marijuana. There was weed and marijuana.
There's weed and marijuana.
Both Guns N' Roses shows a lot of pot smoke.
How do people get so hammered at a concert when beers are $187?
I don't know.
Are they pre-gaming? Joey, is that your theory? Pre-gaming?
They have to, because it's way cheaper that way.
That's what I do. I pre-game.
You know how much a beer was at the Guns N' Roses show?
$10.
No, it was $11.25.
Yeah, nuts.
For a tall boy, a Miller Lite.
Yeah, it was, I think, $11.50 or $12.50 at the Def Leppard show.
Unreal.
For
of those equals your ticket price now. It's insane. You're doubling up.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was the thing about the shirt, too. There was a guy outside the stadium on the way out selling actual tour shirts, and he said, $10, stop ignoring me. You just spent more than that on a beer. And, I don't know where he ripped them off from, but I bought one.
He probably printed them himself. It actually looked pretty good. I saw your counterfeit, no royalties going to Guns N' Roses shirt. It was very nice.
Stay out the tour on the back, so I was fine with it.
I have
one conundrum with the tour.
Uh-oh.
I saw a video. So I've occasionally at work, I'll pop up a YouTube video of one of their songs at the concert because, they sounded great, and I'll get it stuck in my head. And in my search results the other day, I think it was Dayton, Ohio, or whatever show they played this weekend popped up, and Steven Adler was on the drums.
Really?
Steven Adler was not on the drums
right.
when they came to Chicago. So I don't know if that was a one-off or if he has joined the tour or what the deal is. But if Steven Adler continues to play with them, I may have to fly to California to see them in September.
Really? Is that the closest they are? That's the first time you're going to be free from your many journeys?
Yeah, it's the first time I'll have a vacation, basically. Well.
Wait a minute.
Since my other vacation.
You're not, no. If you miss this
show.
If you miss this show for
show.
4 weeks, you don't get to fly out to California.
Show. I can miss it.
Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Joey seems pretty on the ball. Go ahead. Why don't you go join the tour like the Deadheads and just follow them around?
Reevaluate in a few weeks and then let me know.
We'll talk maybe in August.
Yeah, but part of me legitimately wants to go just because even watching the visuals, he's got the flowing blonde. He is so 80s rock star.
There was the bass player or one of the other guitarists at Def Leppard had the long hair. And every time he bent over, I think there was a fan in the stage. Because every time he bent over, his hair, it was like in a video. His hair would start. And I said to everybody with me, I go, do you think there's a fan in the stage? And everybody's looking at me. Maybe, because it always blew the exact same picture-perfect way. I was like, that is insane. Just woo-doo-doo-doo. That wasn't the song they did. I don't know what song that was. That was not a Def Leppard song.
Well, I haven't decided.
All
because...
right, so you got to go see the original lineup.
But isn't
Izzy Stradlin's dead, right?
I don't know.
No, wasn't one of their guys dead?
Well, it would have been Izzy, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been Stradlin.
I think might be dead.
I don't know, because Friday was such a perfect show, and I've got that memory, so do I risk it? But then I could see it with Steven Adler, and it's even more 90s rock. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm, all right, well, good luck with that.
To be continued. Thank you.
TBC.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too many bands that I like to repeat. I've seen Van Halen a bunch. I've seen Springsteen a bunch. After that, it's like, when's the last? Now we've been talking. We've been so rude. What was the last concert you saw, Joey?
Last concert?
Don't worry, I know what you're thinking. He's sitting over there going, "Am I going to have to sit through like this long a podcast for the next 4 weeks?"
Oh, I don't care.
No,
it's fun.
Not usually. So, what was the last one you saw?
Now I got to think.
Please say it was Panic at the Disco in the desert at 2 o'clock on this Thursday.
Fall Out Boy featuring Missy Elliott.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
That would be a horrible show.
They did the new Ghostbusters song.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. You haven't heard it?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott.
I got it. You don't have to expand on that. I get it.
I'm trying to think of my last concert.
He's very evasive.
Evasive?
Kid. Yeah, very evasive. You didn't want to commit to the stall or the trough. Well,
that's a big commitment.
What, you're picking where you like to pee?
Yeah.
That's not a commitment.
It's a lifestyle I have to commit to.
It can vary. It doesn't have to be. It's not all or nothing.
Fair.
You know, I've done.
I can dabble.
Right. I pretty much anywhere. I prefer this and I do not like this, but that doesn't mean everything in between is out. So you don't go to concerts?
I do. I think the last one I saw, if you've heard of the band The Darkness.
I have. Yeah.
I think that was my last one at Metro when they were in town.
Wow. See right there. Words I heard, did not get.
Yeah, while I'm gone, you're going to need to make as many obscure references as possible.
Right. What's a topic that I can just stump him on?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Just that
Darkness
band.
Darkness and the Metro.
And video games, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as that, but I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian is a man of many knowledges.
Yes.
Multiple knowledges.
Well, what is it...
You know a little bit about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
I tend to be the same way, but I only know a little bit about a few things.
Which is good. Why muddle your head with all sorts of things?
Yeah,
you see what happens when there's too many small samples up there. They all kind of skew together and slam into each other, and it's nothing but horror. Hmm. Horror. Let me also recommend, if you've never been to Summerfest, and this we could start wrapping it up, you got to go to Summerfest. First of all, the beer, the big cans of beer, and here's another thing about me, Joey. If you're going to buy liquor for the show, and I'm not saying you have to, it's not a prerequisite, I don't drink beer out of cans normally.
Okay.
Not since college.
Really?
I hate beer out of cans. Just there's something about the tinny feel. I'm a bottle guy or a glass.
Huh.
But if push comes to shove, I'll do it. So we go to Summerfest, and they have the big 24-ounce can of Miller Lite for, I think it was $7. And they sell, this is how I felt very trailer parky, and I loved every minute of it. They sell tall boy koozies with the Summerfest logo on it.
Oh, awesome.
So it's an extra tall koozie for these giant cans. So we pick up we walk in, and it is a festival not only of wonderful music, but of heart-stopping food. Heart-stopping meaning your arteries will clog, because the first thing we ate was a bacon-crusted pizza.
We had the guests on for Dave Plyer. We had one of the people from it. And the descriptions of the food, it
just
was
crazy.
Death on a plate.
But it's so delicious. So, of course, but being health conscious, we split the bacon crust pizza, my wife and I.
Well done.
But when you're eating a really greasy bacon crust pizza, you need something to wash it down. So the first 24-ounce beer goes down, glug, glug. Even though it's in a can, I don't care. 4 swigs, clunk, I need another beer. Well, we stop and we buy our koozies. So you've got now I'm Johnny Trailer, because I'm going up to buy my beers and I'm bringing my koozie and I'm going, "Hey, man, before you pop the top on that, can you put my koozie on there?" Because once it's open, it's very hard to put a koozie on.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are snug. And then the cans are very thin, so you try to squeeze the can to the koozie and your beer's... Oh, it's a horror show. So we did that. But $20 to get into Summerfest. And there's music going all day on like 8 different stages. And not just the big amphitheater where you're paying, you know, regular Ticketmaster bonya prices for those tickets. For example, the lawn seat that I got for Def Leppard and REO in Tinley for $25 was $65 in Milwaukee. So I'm taking the Marcus Amphitheater out of the equation. If you buy one of those tickets, you get it. You're in. You can go through the rest of Summerfest. So it all balances out. But for $20 to get into Summerfest, and there's many days you can get in free. You can get in after, like during the week, if you go before 5, you can get in for like $12. And all the music is there. Permanent bathrooms, no troughs. They've got urinals, lots of stalls in actual buildings. There's food, there's beer. We saw Bodine's, the aforementioned Indigo Girls. It was great. But the best thing is that it's a festival in Wisconsin and populated by people who go to festivals in Wisconsin.
Oh, my.
And because it's Milwaukee, there's a predominance of Harley Davidson gear. And there's something about a woman wearing biker clothes that is amazing to me. I love it.
Really?
It's like a woman who's wearing shorts and cowboy boots. And we were there on Tim McGraw night, so there were a lot of shorts and little short sundresses and cowboy boots. Two of my favorite female looks were on display all over that place. That, and I'm koozy in my beers like nobody's business, to the point where we got there at about 3, and I had had, by 5:30, I'd had like 4 of these giant cans, and I went, well, you know what? I'm going to have to drive home in about 6 hours. I pretty much should stop. So then I stopped. But we said, oh, that was great. So listen, and every time I'm there, I'm angry that Chicago doesn't have something like that. I'm like, it's Milwaukee, and they have one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
Well, I mean, if you subtract the comfortable restroom facilities at about $450 a ticket, you got Lollapalooza. Same thing.
Ugh. There's no mud up there. I saw
there's
like
no
six,
mud.
Seven bands. There's no mud.
How could there not be mud?
Because it's all paved.
Oh.
It's not in an open field.
Oh.
It's in a festival grounds.
Oh.
The food is in permanent buildings. There's,
oh.
There's they put on a wonderful fireworks show next to the smaller amphitheater, which is still gigantic, where I saw Bodine's, right on the lake. And I keep thinking, this is Milwaukee. Plus, they have a stadium, Miller Park, with a retractable roof. We don't have a retractable roof here in Chicago. We got a place where you pee in a trough and the cell, which is nice, but still no roof. So in April, they can play games in Milwaukee, close the roof. Oh, it's toasty warm inside. Here, we're freezing our nards off. This year, they almost can't. They canceled the second game of the season at the cell because of snow. It's Milwaukee. How does Milwaukee beat us? I don't know, but I'm glad it does, and it's a short ride up there, so that's that. That's my rant about Milwaukee and Summerfest.
I guess.
Plus, look at the T-shirt for $25.
It's tie-dye.
I didn't pay $80 for this tie. They have regular ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have very subdued ones.
I wouldn't be allowed to wear that.
That's because you still listen to your lady.
Ah.
I wear whatever I want because I'm a grown man who's been married for 24 years. I don't need my wife's permission. You see how I dress. Think I care what other people think?
I try not to look too closely.
Last night I was in a kilt and a jaunty cap.
Yeah, but you almost won the competition.
That's right, because I know how to work a crowd. You did too. I thought that was our angle. I thought because we knew how to work the crowd,
yeah,
we were going to get them.
If there were more young people, I still say my Game of Thrones quote would have...
Game of Thrones quote was good.
Yeah.
Joey, one of the things they asked, they said a king has to know how to make a toast, so they asked everybody to make a toast. Of course, the old man just, you know, he's a...
He had a whole Irish blessing, basically.
Yeah, it was you're supposed to make a toast at your daughter's wedding. So I made some veiled threat to the groom. And then Cody did a Game of Thrones toast.
I just shouted, to the King of the North!
There you go.
Yeah, and it got some good response.
Yeah, some people knew it. I clapped. I gave
my girlfriend would have gone nuts, but she's out of town.
No, she also would have been fighting with that drunk chick who was trying to reach up your kilt.
Oh, man. I was not comfortable. Well, didn't like that. Women, don't sexually harass men. There's the moral of the story.
Unless we ask for it.
Yeah. All right, you got to be really.
Is it because we were dressed provocatively? Is that why? Were we asking for
it? We weren't asking for it.
I think we were. No, I don't believe we were asking for it.
Hmm.
But that's how we were treated. Like meat. You ever been treated like meat, Joey?
No, but if I wear a kilt, I'm expecting to
Listen,
be.
If you want to wear a kilt the next 4 weeks, that's fine.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll do a show for out there. We'll see how many women come up and try to grope us during the program. If at any point you just hear me go, then hit a spot.
Okay.
Which is behind the scenes, that means run a commercial. Mm-hmm. Or some, if I'm playing extremely long bump music, wink, wink, then you know what I'm doing.
And with that,
let's wrap it up. Yeah, because I'm sure the old-timey radio folks are waiting to get in here. Every week I call them the old-timey radio folks, and one day they're going to come in and just punch me.
Yep.
We're not old-timey radio folks.
I just love how we're down here and everyone's like,
they still look at us like we're still doing a radio show because they're hearing Rick Kogan.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, that doesn't look like what's coming out of these speakers at all.
It's badly dubbed.
Yeah.
Someone in that booth over there dubbing us over.
Some Asian kung fu movie? What's going on in there?
Indeed.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy your trip. Travel safe. Maybe we're working on it. This might entice people. We're going to try to do one podcast where Cody is in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Along with us. So we're going to try to get that worked out. But have a good trip. We will see you next week. We will have the regular show. Joey will be here for the next 4 weeks. We're happy to have you. And we promise that the podcast will not run this long because I have summer school tomorrow morning. So I got to
start teaching
tomorrow. So.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And check us out, WGNRadio.com, which is probably where you're listening to this. So.
And Game Life Balance, the podcast, is probably on hiatus for the next 4 weeks.
Game Life Balance US, we pre-recorded an episode that'll be up while I'm gone on our regular bi-weekly summer release schedule.
Nice.
So you can still find that. And me and producer Cody on Facebook and Twitter, and Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter.
And you can see the video from the kilt contest there as well.
On Facebook, on Brian's Facebook page. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks.